Thank you, Damien, and good evening. The California Highway Patrol responded to a fatal traffic collision on Thursday night on Highway 101 just south of Red Crest. The driver, 22-year-old Chang Dao of McKinleyville, was headed northbound and had just passed a tractor trailer when he lost control of the Honda Civic and it spun across the roadway. The Honda then hit an upraised asphalt curb and overturned and then collided with a redwood tree. The force of the collision caused fatal injuries to the 58-year-old passenger in the front seat. Another passenger, 47-year-old Ampong Lee, suffered moderate injuries and was taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital. Dow suffered major injuries in the crash and was taken to Redwood Memorial as well. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Impairment is not suspected of having played a role. An inmate at the county jail was allegedly assaulted by two other inmates on Christmas Eve, leaving the victim with serious injuries. The victim was in jail on charges of possession of stolen property, and a judge released him on his own recognizance after he was flown to an out-of-area hospital for additional treatment. Corrections officers identified the two suspects in the attack as 27-year-old Christopher Jewett of San Miguel, who was in jail on a stolen vehicle charge as well as for receiving stolen property, and the second man as 33-year-old Matthew Caston of Hydesville. He was in jail for stalking, making threats, and probation violations. Both suspects were booked on assault with deadly weapon charges and remain in custody at the jail. Arcata police officers arrested 20-year-old Klamath resident Sierra Lee Oscar on Thursday afternoon after responding to a report of a suspicious vehicle parked in a no-parking zone on South 8th Street. When officers arrived on scene, they found Oscar alone in the white Ford pickup truck, a vehicle that had no license plates and that had been reported stolen from a Crescent City residence during a burglary on December 22nd. A search of Oscar's person turned up 3 ounces of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia, and she was booked into county jail. The Avoid the 7 DUI traffic safety campaign will continue through the new year as police beef up patrols on local roadways to identify impaired and dangerous drivers. The enforcement period began on the 13th, and since then, 52 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. That number is up significantly from a year ago, when 34 drivers were arrested over the same time period. Pacific Gas and Electric wants to alert residents in downtown Eureka that major upgrade of the natural gas distribution system will begin in early January and run through the spring. PG&E crews will replace and upgrade natural gas lines serving customers on I, J, and K streets between 8th and 9th in Eureka. Traffic will be controlled and detoured around work areas, and some of the work will be done on private property as well. Gas service will be interrupted at times during the work, and heavy equipment and work crews will be on the streets. For more information, contact Pacific Gas and Electric. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Traveling during the holidays can be difficult, and it's estimated that Americans are traveling over this holiday period in far greater numbers than in past years due to a rebounding economy. Many of those travelers are going by automobile, and that means getting prepared for winter driving conditions, particularly in mountainous areas like Humboldt County. Road ice is always a hazard for motorists, particularly on bridges, as CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey points out.
In December, we've just been getting hammered with crashes of people sliding on bridges, specifically hitting the side of the bridge, hitting other vehicles. We've taken a lot of crashes due to ice and snow this winter.
Black ice on roadways and ice that remains shaded from the sun can turn a routine trip into a collision. Harvey recommends you slow down.
Just generally drive slower. I think if we all just slow down a little bit, that would reduce the amount of crashes we have out there.
You are encouraged to plan your road trips and take into account weather and road conditions before you set out. And the CHP responded to a vehicle collision in Covelo on Thursday, a collision that sent two people to the hospital with serious injuries. 22-year-old Sophia Rabano of Covelo failed to stop at a stop sign at the intersection of Henderson and Crawford Roads and drove through the stop sign and collided with a vehicle driven by 71-year-old John Miller of Fremont. The force of the collision drove Miller's car into a power pole and a stop sign. Robano suffered major injuries in the crash and was airlifted to Reading, while Miller was taken to Howard Memorial and Willits for treatment of his injuries. The investigation into the cause of the collision is underway. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.